Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. So this is letter number 1687, dated the 7th day of Tammuz, Tovshi Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter that dated the 29th of Sivan, in which you write that you're hopeful that the Chasana is going to be in a good and a successful time in the month of Menachem of, or before that, and in the Tanoim, when they made the originally, they wrote up the Tanoim, they said it in Elul, so they're doing it earlier than they said it was going to be. So the Rebbe says, it seems that if you did not make the Chasana on the 13th of Tammuz or before it, then it is fitting to do it in the month of Elul, which is the month of mercy, Chodesh Rachamim. Especially the way you write it, they set it up in the Tanoim. The Rebbe is very much for weddings taking place in the month of Elul, and many of the Rebbes actually, in the Beis Harav, the weddings took place in the month of Elul. In point number 3 over here, he says, the Rebbe says, you're writing about, you're worried about that people think of you that you're a scholar. And he writes to the Rebbe, I know that I'm not, you know. So he's basically asking the Rebbe, you know, the perception of people of him doesn't match what he really is. So the Rebbe says, first of all, you know the ruling of our sages of blessed memory, that you put in effort and you succeed, then you'll find, you should believe, your gaito matzoso taimin. So, and therefore, it is within your hands, in other words, you have the ability to be successful in this properly, especially that thanks to the fact that you are occupying yourselves in the kosher education, so that you're doing charity in a spiritual and a physical way with the Jewish people, with the sons and daughters of Israel. So we know the promise of the Alter Rebbe in the beginning of the Torah Oir. He says, when you help somebody else out with their level, then Hashem helps your mind and your heart to become clear 1,000 times more than it would be on its own, that you get the ability to comprehend. So what do we see from this? Two things. That A, even though that you're occupying yourself in doing tzedakah, you still must spend time in Torah. Because he doesn't say you don't have to learn Torah. It's just a bird will put it into your ear. I mean, I'm adding those words. But it doesn't say. It says that your mind and your heart will become pure. They will become pure and elevated. And number two, that when you actually study Torah, you will see a tremendous success. And very simply, that in 1 hour, you can be successful just like somebody would have to study 1,000 hours had it not been for your charity. In other words, your normal stance, you would have to spend 1,000 hours, you can do it in 1 hour. As explained in the Likutei Torah for the three portions in the notes to that drush, that when it says 1,000 times, it means it literally. Number four, fourth point here. As far as your question, is it worth to go a very long distance in order to daven in the yeshiva, to go in the within the walls of the yeshiva? So the Rebbe says, generally, it's impossible to give a general response because it depends how far of a long walk it is, if it impacts the health. But on the other hand, it's definitely fitting to make an effort to keep your connection with the yeshiva, with the students in there, also in the future. Being that, I guess, because he moved and he's going to be far from the yeshiva, that he was asking the Rebbe about going there, especially that you are getting married now into a family that is not from the Hasidim group. So therefore, if it's going to take you some time, additional time, to go it's worthy. I mean, and then you have the both. You have the reward for walking, and also for doing is, you know, schar licha v'asiyah. Number five, the same thing is in your second question. Is it worth to take upon yourself the work of trying to sign up the those who come to learn Hasidus in the yeshiva? I guess maybe you have to mark those people that come to the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says you should seek advice with those who are there, and they can evaluate the importance of this work, etc. Number six, your question is about the upper garment that people wear during the chuppah. If you also wear it on the first Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe says that only applies to the kittel alone, which means the chasana wears a kittel. During the chasana would not put on a kittel on the first Yom Kippur. And it's not, we don't even talk about that kittel you don't put on. You don't put on the kittel of Yom Kippur, of the chas, of the wedding that you use for the chuppah, you don't put it on. No, any kittel. But once you wore a kittel on the chuppah, we don't put on another kittel, even on Yom Kippur, if it's with the one Yom Kippur, which is in this year, that you wore the kittel by the chuppah. Number seven, your question is, are you allowed to taste or drink something before going to sleep? The Rebbe says, I never heard any problem or prohibition about that. And maybe you're not explaining fully what the question is. Number eight, when you write with regards to the books that are published by Kohos, so already I have requested to organize a library, both in the Yeshiva Teres Emes and also in the Kollel, and they had promised me to organize this for several months. I'm surprised that according to your letter, it's not yet organized. Please let me know the details. So there should be a way how to correct this with blessing for success in matters of the community and your individual matters.